guys now. So what I want to do today is we're going to look at a scripture in the book of Joshua. We're going to look at a story there, but I'm going to let the video tell the story. So if you would turn your attention to me, to the screens, we're going to watch this little video on Joshua 3 and 4.
The Faithful Hall of Fame, Joshua. This is Joshua.
Hey-ya.
Joshua was the leader of the Israelites, who God would use to take his people into the promised land.
Yeah, let's do it.
Joshua readied his people to cross the Jordan River, which was the only thing dividing the Israelites from the land that God had promised to them.
All right. We're here. Okay.
They camped beside the river for 3 days, waiting, just as the Lord had commanded them. At this time of year, the Jordan River was flooded and flowing with so much water that it was impossible to cross on foot.
And then the Lord said, let there be water.
Hey, priest!
Yeah?
Come on!
God told Joshua to tell the people that the priests would carry the Ark of the Covenant and lead the people through the water. He told the priest to step into the rushing waters.
What?
Huh?
And when they would do this, the waters would stop flowing.
What?
And as soon as the priest did this, the water of the Jordan River did stop flowing.
Yeah.
And the priest stood with the Ark of the Covenant on dry ground as the Israelites crossed to the other side.
All right.
God told Joshua to send 12 men from the 12 tribes of Israel to take 12 stones from the place that the priests were standing. When all this had been finished, as God commanded, Joshua called the priests from the Jordan.
We're good, come on.
As their feet left the Jordan River, the waters came back into place, just as they had been.
Wow!
Yeah!
They brought their stones to their camp and set them as a memorial, so future generations might remember the story of how God brought his people through the Jordan River on dry ground.
All right, yes, so memorial stones. So why an altar of remembrance? These were done in throughout the Old Testament as a monument of remarkable incidents where God had intervened. And as we remember, if you recall some of the stories about the Israelites, they were prone to forgetfulness. And this often led to complaining and doubts and whining and all kinds of undesirable types of behavior. We are people who forget. That's why so much in our culture is dedicated to remembering things. So we have the string on the finger, never done that. Calendars, scrapbooks, phone reminders, sticky pads, timers, all of those things to remind us because we tend to be a people who are forgetful. By the way, that little sticky pad there, that's available on Amazon, just an FYI. Found it in the images. But we forget. Our spiritual memory loss is consistent. And remembering God's faithfulness, remembering what he's done, it actually has an impact on our present. And that's why it's so critical for us to take time to remember and to thank him for things that he's done. So, for example, when we remember instances of God's faithfulness, it gives us a proper perspective and it builds firm foundations that then when the next thing comes up, we can go, oh, I remember. God is faithful. And we expect him to do it again. When we come into instances where we need God's provision and we can remember where God has provided for us, we can stop and go, oh, I remember. He's capable of doing that again. So a culture of remembrance, taking time to remember the things that God has done for us, builds up our faith for what he can do in the future. Remembering strengthens our faith in a faithful God. And most of all, remembering leads to praise and thanksgiving. Psalm 107, verse 31 says this, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." So that whole idea of remembrance, that connects to gratitude and it connects to thankfulness. And so today we're going to take some time to remember. We're going to take some time to remember the things that God has done. But first we're going to do a little activity, and this is going to involve pitting our adults against our young people. So I'm hoping that I've got some young people here who are eager and willing to do this. If you are 18 or under and willing to go to the back of the main auditorium and just line up by the sound booth there, we are going to have the adults read some scriptures out. And every time you hear the word praise or thanks, you're going to take a step forward. Now, some of you will have longer steps than others and may get here sooner. When you do get here, I just want to assure you, I have food. Okay? Hell yeah. There's credits in this. Credits, people. That's significant. So if you are 18 or under and willing to go to the back and line up by the sound booth, go ahead and do that now. That's right. Take some credits. Go for it. I know that teenagers love food. That's why I'm including them in this. Yeah. Some of our adults love food too. All right. Now, adults, this is on you. If you have your Bibles handy, I'm not giving you the scriptures. You're coming up with them. So I want you to look up some scriptures that include the word praise and thanksgiving. When you have one, read it nice and loud, and all of you at the back, you're going to take a step forward every time you hear the word praise or thanks. We'll hand you the mic. If you think you're quiet, just give Ed a wave. Otherwise, yell it out. Okay, Dan's got one. All right, you got two steps out of that one. Thank you, Dan. All right, anyone else? Okay, Marion. All right, very good. Okay, they're only like a little ways there. Okay, go ahead, Linda. Oh, excellent. Oh, somebody's, Isaac's in the lead. Credit, Isaac. You get extra credit there. First one here. Oh, Jenna. Wonderful. We're getting closer. Okay, I see that, Debbie. Oh, did you hear that? There was a bonus in there, praise and thanks. Oh, Isaac's still in the lead. All right, they're not quite here yet. And I think we're going to have to finish them off so they all get here. I don't know. Oh, Mark. Okay. Was one out of that. Anyone else got one? I'll just get, oh, Danielle, and then Tara Lee and Ken. Why, hello. All right. There you go. Congratulations. Isaac's done, but we still got a few more to get up here, so Tara Lee, go for it. All right. Well done. Okay, Ken. Good job. All right. Thank you guys for your help. Well done. Well done. Okay. Now, that was just to get you warmed up, because I'm hoping after our time of worship through music and our little activity there, you're beginning to get the idea that we do have things to remember. We have things to be thankful for. We have things to praise God for. And so today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you at your tables. If you're at a table by yourself, get in with somebody. If you're at a table with more than one person and you see someone by themselves, get them in with you, because I'm going to invite you today to build an altar of remembrance at your table together and remember the good things that God has done. I'm going to give you just a few minutes to do that, and then we're going to close our service, and we're going to end with a closing song and scripture. And then we'll have some cake together. So I'm going to get Pastor Ed just to hand these out. One or two per table. And you can go ahead and start talking as a table about the good things that God has done that we can remember him for.